Mocher. If the owner sells it, the sale is good. So Rashi says like a Rajiel. Like even though Beth is going to go and get it and kill it, but these few days that the new buyer uses it, he has the right to use it. The sale took place. Hegdesh and Mugdash. If he's makdash it also, it's called Hegdesh. Even though Beth will still go and kill it, but Rashi says, Nafkamina is, that if somebody has enjoyment from it now, he's over in Isamila. That the Issa Hegdesh is chal upon this animal. Because you will makdash it when you still own it. Shochatu b'sar, if you shecht it, mutter, the boss was mutter b'achila, it's not also b'anoy yet. Have zero shomer the base bullet. Let's say you were a shomer, and after the shor killed, now you return it to the owner. Muchzar, it's called you did your chazara, and you won't have to pay anything. Because if the shomer gave it back before it became osabano, so he could say hareish lach lefonecha. What about mishenigma dinoy? Let's say no bezdin already passed the that this shor is chayiv misa. Now mochroy ain't a mocher. If the owner wants to sell it now, it's too late. The sale is no good. Hegadeshri ain't a muktish. If he wants to be makdash, it's no good. Shachatu b'sar yosar. It's also. So Poshi learned the pshat is because it's also banu already. Tosfos only speaks out the Rabbeinu Tam Shiter is the mechayim loy mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam Shiter is that a shor hanisko calls the man it's alive. It's not also banu yet midiraisa. So how come here we say once it's gemar din you can't sell it, you can't be makdash, it's also b'achilo. So Tosfos says, "Mekomakam aray also l'shoyser la'anas dinoy." That it's also to leave it over. You have to do take care of it very fast. The din. Therefore, like we say, these things are not chal. Then that's fine. But the other tzad to learn is not like Rabbeinu Tam that avad the shor niskos mashmir. It becomes also bahano from the shaft as the gemar din. Therefore, as soon as Vezdin passed the zoyis chayis kilo, it's also to have enjoyment from it. It's not yours. Therefore, the mechir is not chal. The hegdish is not chal. What about have zero shomer lebeis bullet? Let's say the shomer, whatever type of shomer he was, after the shor killed, and Bezdin passed the noise at the shor's chayiv nisam, now the shomer wants to give it back to the owner, the locker is ain't no muchzer. It's not called the good chazor, it's no good, ain't no muchzer. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yaakov says, af mishenigma dinoy have zero shomer lebeis of muchzer. Rabbi Yaakov argues and says no, that even after the Bezdin Paskin that the Shor is Chayiv Misa, still if the Shomer returns it to the Bailim, it's called the good Chazara. L'maisa, the Shomer says, listen, this is the Shor that I took from you, and I gave it back to you. It looks the same way, even though there's a Gemara Din on it right now, still I have a right to say, Haresh Elach Lefonecha. So Gemara says, L'chura, Leima, let's say, B'hokim Iflugi, that this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Tanna Kamma, that the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, Ein Oimrin, you do not say, Be Suri Hano. Once something becomes also Banoam, Haresh Elach Lefonecha. Like if you're a Shomer, and now you want to return something, you have no right to say, Haresh Elach Lefonecha, here is what I took from you. Since what you took from him was Mutta Bahano, and now it's also Banoam, so you can't say, Haresh Elach Lefonecha. That's the poorest far in the Rabbanan. Therefore, after the Gemara Din, like Poshe, the Shor becomes also Bano, you can't say Resh Lach Lefonecho. And therefore, Rashi says that the same swear would apply by Gezel Chometz. If somebody steals Chometz before Pesach, and then he wants to return it, after Pesach, he can't return it. Because after Pesach, it's also Bano, you can't return it. For Rabbi Yaakov, so for Rabbi Yaakov holds no. Oimrim, we do say Yisuri Hano, Resh Lach Lefonecho. You could say by Yisuri Hano, Resh Lach Lefonecho. So, Chur, this is the Machlaikis. And even by Chometz also, the Shomer, the Gazlan has the right to say, Haresh Elach Lefonecho. Even though they came also by Noah, so what? Lamais is the same thing that I stole, it's the same shore I took from you to be a Shomer on, now I'm returning it to you. Zumor says no. Omar Rabba says it could be that the Kula Yalma, both of them agree, Oimrim bi Yisuri, Hano Haresh Elach Lefonecho. No, you could say it. Even though it became also by Noah, but since it's the exact same object that you took, you have a right to return it. Moshe by Gezel. If somebody steals somebody's chametz right before Pesach, and you keep it till after Pesach, and then you return it to him after Pesach, it's called a good chazara. You don't have to pay money. Even though when you took it, it was regular chametz worth $10, and now it's not worth a penny, it's also bano, still you have a right to say, Haresh Elach Lefonecho. And what's the proof from this? The Yim can, because if not like this, Niflug Linya Chometz of Pesach. Why don't we have a machlekes then, Rabbi Yaakov and Tanna Kamma, if somebody steals chametz right before Pesach? Why do they only argue by a shor hanisko? So therefore, we're saying now that they both agree by chometz, by regular suri hano, or shomer, or gazlin, could say harei shalach lefonecha. Since it's the same object that you took, even though there's chal and iser hanor on it, you can still return it. Elohach, but rather over here, the shailer is the goimrim dinoi shel shor shelo b'fonav kemiflugi. Here the machlekes says, if you goim a dinoi shel shor shelo b'fonav is the machlekes. The rabbanon says, the rabbanon hold ein goimrim dinoi shel shor ela b'fonav. The rabbanon said, there's a klal we own to make a gemar din in front of the bialim itself. So therefore, the omalei. So the baal has a right to say to the shomer, listen. Iyad Risen Ali, if you were to return the shore to me, yeah, have a marakna leli agme, I would have liked to hit my shore. I would have hit him in the pasture. So therefore, hashta now, atvishtay tluturoi, biyodei, tloyichilna lashtayu yadina badei. But now that you let my shore go over to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskin that this shore is chayiv misa, so the owner has a complaint against the shomer. Like you shomer, you caused it, that my shore became Osabano. Now, the Rabbanon hold that Bezdin were not passing on the shore. Even if we know this shore killed a man, we were not passing only in front of the shore itself, Ella Bafonav. You have to have the shore there to give up stock that's Chayiv Misa. If the shore is not there, we were not passing. So therefore, the Rabbanon has said that the owner has a complaint to the shomer. You shomer, who told you to give over this shore to Bezdin, that Bezdin could pass the chiyuv misa on it? You should have hit it, or you should have given it back to me, and therefore there wouldn't have been an iser hanor on it. So therefore, the bialim like has to complain back to the shomer. You are the one that caused it to have an iser hanor. Therefore, the rabbanon say it's the shomer's fault, and the shomer can't return it. He can't say harei shalach lefonecha. It's not like chometz on Pesach. Chometz on Pesach, you didn't cause the iser chometz. The Torah said this also b'hano. So therefore, since you didn't cause the Yisra, the Gazlan has the right to return it and say, Harei Shalach Lefonecha. But over here, that it's your fault that you caused the Yisra hano, therefore the Rabbanon hold that you can't return it. Rev Yaakov, so what does Rev Yaakov hold? Rev Yaakov holds, no. Goyim Rem Dino Shal Shor Shalei Befonov. We could pass Kanoi Sechi of Mis upon the shore, even not in front of the shore. Therefore, the Omalei, therefore the Shomer has a right to say back to the Bible, listen, no matter where the shore would be, Bezdin would have passed the noise that this shore is Chayiv Misa. So therefore, I didn't cause the Iser Hano. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the Shomer has a right to say, Harei Shalach Lefonecha, just like any other Isuri Hano. If it's the same object that you took, you have a right to say, Harei Shalach Lefonecha. There also you can say, Harei Shalach Lefonecha. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanon, what's the Rabbanon's time that Bezdin only paskins the Chiv Mis upon the shore, in front of the shore, if Bezdin has the shore here? Because the Pasuk says, Ha'ashor Yisokel the Gamba all of Yumas. That if a shore kills a man, we have to kill the shore, and also the owner gets killed, which means to pay Kaifa. But we dashin, Kemisas Ha'bailem Kach Misas Ha'shor. The same way a man is killed, that's the way we kill a shore. Ma Bailem, just like when a man kills somebody. Bifnayem, we only paskin the chiyuv misa in front of the person himself. Bifnayem, if so, af shor b'fonav. The same thing when a shore kills somebody, we want to kill the shore, Bezdin will only paskin the chiyuv misa upon the shore, in front of the shore. Like Rashi says, b'ayin odem, ma b'aylam b'fnayem k'dechsiv, ad omdu l'fnaya eidu l'mishvat. For Rav Yaakov, Yaakov was like this, no. That we don't kill a man unless we pass in front of him because the neitainaninu, it's a svara. A person has a mouth, he could speak up. So maybe if in front of him, he would be able to answer and we won't go to kill him. So therefore, Bezdin does not have a right to pass in the chiyuv misa upon a man only in front of him. We have to hear his complaints, what he has to say. El ashor, bar tainosu. But ashor, what do we need the ashor in front of us? The ashor can't say anything. If we have Vedim, if the ashor kills somebody, that's enough to pass the chiyuv misa upon the ashor. What's the difference if we're doing it in front of the ashor or not in front of the ashor? The ashor can't complain or tell us things. He has no kayacha taina. So therefore, Yaakov says it's a svara that we would pass the chiyuv misa even not in front of the ashor. Therefore, the shomer did not do anything wrong. Therefore, he could say a resh lach l'ponech. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Mosru l'shoy, Mechinim l'shoyim? That if a person gives over his ox to a shomer to watch, So the shayver is chayiv if it does damage, like a regular owner. Tam is chayiv chatzin nezek, and mu'ud is chayiv nezek sholem. Tana rabbanu, word like this. Arbo nichnusu tachas abaylim. There are four shayvim that take over the place of the owner. V'yelu hein. Shayv mechim if you watch it for free. V'yashel if you borrow it. Noisei socha, you take reward. V'yasoicha, you rent it. All these cases, the shayver is the mokam abaylim. Horgu, let's say a shor kills somebody, so tamim nahorgim, ufturim in akaifa. If the shor was a tam, so the loch is if a shor tam kills somebody, we kill the shor, but the shomer is potter from paying kaifa. Just like by the owner, tam is potter from paying kaifa. Muadim, let's say the shor became a muad by the shomer, so then the loch is nahorgim, we kill the shor, or meshavim is a kaifa. And the bailim, the shomer, has to pay kaifa. And now the shomer has to pay the value of the shor back to the owner. He was a shomer, he didn't do a good shmira, so he has to pay the money back to the bailim. Chutz mishay mechinam, only excluding the shay mechinam. A shay mechinam doesn't have to pay the money back to the bailim. So Gemara says, Amri, hechi dami, let's see, what are we talking about? If the shomer watched the shor good, safilu kulan ami lifteru, then any shomer, they should be potter. Excluding a shayma shayil, like a socha, noisa socha, they're potter anointing. So if you watch the shor good, and at night time it broke loose, it's anointing, so any shayma should be potter. Only a shayil is chayim anointing. So why only a shayma chimer is potter, even a shayma socha should be potter? V'idolai not, right, if the shayma here we're talking about did not watch it, if so, I feel a shayma chinam nechayim. So even a shayma chinam should also be chayim then. That's called your pashaya. A shayma chinam is chayim on shia. He's only potter on Geneva of the Aveda, type of an honest. But a real Pshia, a Shem Echinim is Chayiv. Say, if the Shem Echinim didn't watch the shore and it went and killed somebody, so why isn't the Shem Echinim Chayiv to pay back to the Bailam? So the Gemara says like this, Amri, I tell you, Hocha b'maya skinin. You know what we're talking about over here? De natre shmira p'chusa, v'lay natre shmira mula. I tell you, we're talking about over here, de natre shmira p'chusa. We're talking about that the Shemar made a simple watching. But v'lo natre shmira mula, he didn't make a good watching. Like we had before, shmira p'chusa means he closed the door, and the door is tight enough to hold it from a ruach metzuya. From a normal wind, it could protect it. But for something abnormal, it can't protect it. That's called a shmira p'chusa, not a good watching. So it's like this. Shoy mechinim kol soloi shmirasoi. If a shoy mechinim watches a shmira p'chusa, that's enough. He's like, finished, he did his job. Since he didn't get paid, that's all he has to do. Like Rashi says, "Dein alav lahasik b'shmirosoi." He doesn't have to watch it more, and therefore it's not called a pshia. That's why he's potter. But I'll tell you, hanech the other three shomrim loikosa shmirosan. They did not finish their shmira. Since they're paid or they rented it, they have to watch it better. So by them, if they only made a shmira p'chus, that's not called a good shmira. So that's why they're chayav to pay back to the bailam. So that's the difference. We're talking about you only made a shmir p'chusa, that's good for a shoy mechinam, but it's not good for a shoy me'asocha. So Mar says, now Amri Kaman, who do you want to say this like? Who does this b'risa go like? Who is the town of this b'risa? Ik Rabbi Meir, if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says, we'll soon see in the next Mishnah, that mu'ed is le'sakale b'shmir p'chusa. That he holds even a mu'ed is not good with a shmir p'chusa. Ik Rabbi Meir, the Amar,